Becker and Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Boy, it is nice to talk to our next guest. What a game last night. That had us all on pins and needles.
Oh, man.
I was sweating like I was playing.
It was so awesome. We call it in hockey a high event game, right? Every minute from the start had something going on. I mean, there were chances. There were great saves. There were great scoring chances. It was awesome.
And now they will punch their ticket next to the semifinal to head up to Columbus to take on the Crew Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and that'll be heard on 94.9. Let's say hello and welcome in Gary Smith, who is the head coach of Nashville SC after their shutout victory over Toronto last night. Gary, I don't know how you remained that calm on the sidelines, but I'm just sitting here in my room just watching the game, and I'm sweating like I'm playing it. Although, by the way, it looked really cold there. But, I was sweating like I was in the game. But you look calm, collected, so good for you. Nice win. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that. I can tell you deep down inside there was an eruption going on. And if my exterior looked cool and collected, then it was just a facade. Wonderful evening, an exceptionally good display by the team. And just a fantastic moment for everyone involved in the organization, and they're nights that, you can remember for a long, long time.
What was the mood at the half? What were you guys discussing? How did you feel about the first half? Because something, at least it feels like, whatever you guys discussed, however you felt, it translated into the second half, because I kind of felt like you guys really dictated the pace. You kind of took more control over in the second half. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. I think there are a couple of things that play into it. You know, it's the first time we've played Toronto, and obviously likewise them against us. So there was a bit of a feeling out process. There were some things in the first half that I think all of the guys were keen to put right. I think gave a bit too much ground and a bit too much respect to that group. But I think secondly, we finished very, very strong, and the guys this year have put a tremendous amount of work and effort into their daily routines. And I think on occasions like that, you can see it shine through. And it wasn't just a case of maybe adapting and dealing with the ball slightly better in the second period. It was also a physical and mental state of mind, and I think our guys just looked that much better as the game progressed.
How do you keep your composure when you have three, let's count them together, one, two, three goals taken back because of offsides? How do you keep your composure and keep your head in the game when you think you've scored and they keep taking off the board?
Well, unfortunately, we've entered into this world in soccer now, and I think it's similar in a lot of other sports where, VAR has an awful lot or has a massive impact on the game. And I think it has taken a certain amount of enjoyment and exhilaration out of it. And I know for sure now, I rarely, get excited when the ball goes in. We know there's all sorts of checks that need to be done after every goal. And I can only imagine how the genuine fan looks at this, and it's made for a very strange feel around goal scoring, big moments in the game. And look, I think the group did a wonderful job of contending with some of the roller coaster of emotions. We had the three goals. We had an incident where I have to say, for nine times out of ten, I think their player would have been sent off the field. We hit the crossbar. We had numerous other opportunities that were not converted. And you get to that point where, honestly, deep down, I certainly felt as though maybe it wasn't going to be our night at one point. But as we've seen on so many occasions with this team, they've got a great constitution and real moral fibre in this group. And they certainly held it together very, very well and scored the all-important goal.
Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith on the line with us. Let's talk about your goalkeeper, Joe Willis. I've lost count. I don't know if it's 10 shutouts, 11 shutouts. First ever MLS playoffs for this franchise, and they've resulted in two shutout wins, which is pretty amazing. We know you're a defensively responsible team, Gary, but just talk about his play and just the play in front of him for you guys to pitch two shutouts.
Well, Joe himself has just got better and better and grown into this role at, you know, as our number one goalkeeper here. I think it's 11 shutouts now. It's quite an amazing stat for him and the group. But on nights like last night, you need somebody who's not only got a great presence, and he has instilled a lot of confidence in that group in front of him all year. But you need somebody at that end of the field that's gonna win you a game. And he made a couple of very, very important saves. And just as importantly as Daniel's goal, Joe kept us in the game when Toronto looked like they might just be turning the screw a little bit and showing some of the qualities that they have. So, you know, Joe's been fabulous. And I have to say, you know, the back line have been an incredible foundation of the group. And when you look at the energy and the determination in front of them, you know, you start to realize why we are a difficult team to play against. It's not any one individual. It's a collective mindset and application. And I do honestly think the players are in a very, very good place at the moment. And as you might imagine, feel incredibly confident and have a lot of belief in what they can achieve.
No doubt about it. So I want to ask you, Gary, does this taste a little bit sweeter, this victory, considering you know the narrative out there? I mean, we've heard it. Everybody we bring on that talks about your old style, you know, it's not the flashiest of styles. You know, it's not about hanging four goals. It's about, I just said it, you guys are defensively responsible. You're going to make things incredibly difficult for the other team to score. Like I said, it's not going to win a lot of style points. So you hear all that stuff. Your players hear all that stuff. But yet here you guys sit in the semifinal. So does it taste a little bit sweeter when you go about your business the way you do and you just keep collecting wins?
Okay, listen, it's always nice to win games. I mean, let's be perfectly honest. We're a professional team. We're not a local youth club where, you know, I'm bringing players on just to get games and minutes and keeping parents happy. You know, we're here for a business reason. Yes, I think we have, we certainly have as a group, we have to entertain our fans. And I would love to hear certainly from the fans that have been able to come into the ground at home. And I'd love to certainly get a feeling off social media as to how our fans that watch our games feel about the way we play. Because there are many, many, fundamental stats that far exceed us just being an organized and competitive team. You know, one of the stats last night gave us with 21 shots to Toronto's 12, which is, in anyone's book, an exciting stat. It means we're positive and proactive. We obviously scored the all-important goal. Understandably, possessionally, we're slightly behind Toronto on the night. But there are so many things that support the way that we play and not just a defensive mindset. What we are capable of doing is mixing up the game, making sure that we're very, very difficult to play against when we need to be, but also taking advantage of some exciting moments that we create, and we've got better and better at that. To your point about being bittersweet, in 2010, when I won the championship with the Rapids, the press sounded very, very similar. You know, they didn't take their time and efforts to really dig deeper under the surface as to what we were about. And I think a lot of the other teams, viewed us in a very insular way. and they paid the price for that. And I'm just hoping that'll happen this year. We'll fly under the radar, we'll do our job, and hopefully there's some silverware at the end of it.
Talking to Gary Smith, head coach of Nashville SC, a big, big upset win over the defending Eastern Conference champions, Toronto, last night in overtime. And, Coach, I got to ask you, you've talked about how the game was unfolding and how the guys had to stay positive because you had chance after chance. I know a lot of people were saying that, you know, you guys easily could have been up 2 or 3 to nothing. But as it is, you find a way to break through in the overtime. I want to ask you about what happened after Rio scores the goal. You guys held and really didn't give them a whole lot until literally the last minute. There was a scramble there. I felt like their goalie was going to come in there. It was like a hockey game where people were going to pile up right in front of the goal. That was an absolute madness right there. What is that like to watch when you're seconds away from winning, but it's not over yet?
Well, those moments are certainly heart in your mouth moments. you know that you're going to get a flurry from the opposing team. It's going to be a Hail Mary moment. They're committing players to try and, in those dying seconds, just make a difference. And you know, we've shown our mettle. We've shown that we're capable of dealing with that. You know, all of these experiences are serving this team, this organisation, very, very well. And I think we're growing on the back of every victory and every step that we take. And, you know, it is disappointing that we couldn't have extended our lead. It would certainly have made my life and everyone on the bench's life an awful lot easier and more comfortable to deal with. But, look, we'll take a victory, especially against a top team. As Toronto are, they've got an incredible record over the last 3 or 4 years, and it's a wonderful scalp for us. It'll do, you know, an immense amount for our confidence, and we'll go into this game on Sunday truly believing that, you know, we have a very good chance of making the conference final and beyond.
Well, give us a quick scouting report before we let you go on Columbus, the next challenge here.
Well, I think you're going to see a team that are not dissimilar in many ways in the setup and the structure of their group to Toronto. They have 3 or 4 very exciting, creative and attacking players. They've got a very good balance to their team. They've got pace and power in wide areas and outside backs that are very keen to get forward and give their team a dimension in the attacking half of the field. But they've also got a very well-organized and resilient defensive setup, and they've shown throughout this campaign that they're not an easy side to play against. In fact, you know, we lost 2-0 last time we went there. It was a very tight game. If I remember it correctly, we played very, very well in the first period. But, you know, we will have taken a lot of lessons from that. There'll be an inner feeling of redemption and a necessity to set the record straight, I'm sure, from our group. And as I've said, you know, we have a lot of qualities in our group now, and I think we've grown since that 2-0 defeat. And there are certainly players in our team, Yonder, Annie Mukhtar, Randall Liao, you know, these guys are playing and performing at a level that they haven't done all season, and they're really peaking at the right time. And along with an obviously very, very solid group behind them, you know, we've got some nice dimensions to our group as well. So I don't think there'll be anyone writing us off at this point in time, especially after last night.
Well, Gary, enjoy the victory today. I know the coach's mentality is always to turn the page and start looking at the next challenge, but job well done last night. That was exciting, and I know a ton of people just following the Twitter feed. It was so much fun because as the game wore on, more and more people were joining. You could tell were watching and hoping. That was a big point in time that I think we'll all remember, is time where more and more people got emotionally attached to this team. But good luck on Sunday, and thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Coach Gary Smith. He's done an outstanding job. Nashville SC Huge, huge win last night. And now they're in the Eastern semifinals at Columbus on Sunday. And we will certainly be watching that one very, very closely. When we come back, we will wrap up hour number three. Don't forget, at 1 o'clock, special edition of Silly Underdog Picks. We will have that for you. The gang will be ready to go. And we will tell you what happened last week. It was a very eventful week for the underdog pickers. And so we will tell you all about it. Stay tuned. We're coming back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase.